Now, as you've probably already worked out, I'm not Stephen Nolan, per Stephen coughed and spluttered his way through yesterday's broadcast. So we've sent him home to his mummy, who's probably feeding him chicken soup while he reclines in satin sheets and his silk pyjamas. So it's me, Nicola Weir, you've got today, country girl extraordinaire, and I have a fellow culty on the phone now, Liam Beckett from The Toon. Liam, what's happening in Ballymoney this morning?
Good morning, Nicola. How are you, dear? What a breath of fresh air it is to hear a good Country North under my accent, like your own, present the Nolan Show. That's what we've been looking for a long time, Nicola.
You see, I fear, Liam, every time I speak to somebody from the culture, I get broader and broader.
You know, I'm the same. When I speak in Belfast sometimes, for the first 10 minutes, they think I'm Polish. But we are a rare breed, there's no doubt about it. But, I'd have to say that this morning, honestly, I think that's probably the best Nolan Show that I have listened to in a long number of months.
Oh, perhaps, Liam. Away on with you.
I'm not joking you, and it's not because it's you in the chair, and I hope you have plenty of room in that chair, Joel Taggart presented it several months ago. That's the best I've heard this morning, there's no doubt about it.
Okay. Well,
that
Liam,
Stephen boy needs to, honestly, he needs to get out. He thinks that the world finishes at Glengormley. He needs to get beyond Glengormley and come out of that wee city bubble that he lives in, where he picks up all them germs. Sure, he's sick every other week.
You're dead right. And Liam, he never, ever, ever does anything that's outside the city limits. It's just disgraceful. And I think there's nothing better than coming from the country. We're going to get a wee bit of a debate going today. What's so good about living in the country? Or maybe you're a city folk and you think, no, it's better to live in the city. But I love living in the country. There's nothing better than the tractors, the slurry, the potatoes, you know, the good country air.
Funny, I was going to say, get him out and let him smell the fresh country air. That's what he needs, and get rid of all those germs that he's picking up. But maybe this minute in time is not the time to bring him down here, for they are spreading slurry, and it's not exactly Chanel, to be honest.
No, it's
the
just
odour that's filling the air around the town. And get Vinny as well. Get Vinny and Gareth there. They're city lads as well. Well, Vinny.
No, Vinny masquerades as a city lad. He's actually from Randallstown.
Gareth's a city lad, but it's time we got them out. And let's get big check shirts on them all, and we'll get a big one for Stephen, and get them a good barn dance down here. Get you them kitted out with welting boots up there, and we'll bring them out to the real life and see what it's like to live in the country.
Liam, what is the best thing, do you like living in Ballymoney there? What's the best thing about Ballymoney?
Well, besides the accent.
I think the best thing in Ballymoney is John Finlay.
John Finlay's a good lad. He's got blistered feet at the minute. He was doing a charity walk on Saturday, and John's not built for walking, as you know, but he's got blistered feet. I just heard that yesterday, but no.
John Finlay, by the way, is a councillor up there in Ballymoney and does great work.
He does a lot of charity work. It was a charity walk he was doing on Saturday morning, and you know, if you've seen Big John walking, you know he loves his food and he's not built for exercise, but he's got blistered feet, fair play to him. But I like the country because it's small, Nicola. I live in Ballymoney, as you know, and it's a small town and everybody knows everybody, and you're stopped every 5 minutes down the street having a yarn with somebody. I think when you go to Belfast, suddenly you become a number. It's very, very busy. It's very cosmopolitan, and you just, everybody just seems to be going about like busy bees and don't have time to speak to each other. I think it's much more laid back down here. And as I say, there's real good country fresh air. I go for my 4 mile gallop every morning at 6 o'clock, and the countryside's just coming alive, and it's absolute heaven. I couldn't do that in Belfast.
Well, Liam, I don't know whether you know this, but or whether you're listening to Good Morning Ulster. You are a big fan of BBC Radio Ulster, but this morning on Good Morning Ulster, we heard about a new radio documentary, Culty and Proud, going out this Sunday. And they spoke to John Mackham, who had some great culty-isms. And in case you missed it, here it is again.
I was thinking back to the older generations of people. My father died 26 years ago, and he had his own vocabulary, which was partly based, I suppose, on the old Gaelic, old English, and the Scotch. And we passed no remarks. We took it for granted that this was a norm. And he would come out with words like grishy and spruogs and making a brewskin, and somebody who was a cowl-rifed owl shibby, and somebody who was always in a bit of a pucker, somebody who had a dwam. And, you know, words like ye nyokye, ye owl atrakakye, I'll give you a bit of a sea hoan. And he'd grab the cradle sned size to go out to hackle the brew of the shock.
That was fantastic, Liam. What's your favourite culty word?
I don't know. There's that many, Nicola, honestly. And we used to talk about a thing, if something was badly worn, you know, it was in Dugans, and nobody ever had heard of Dugans. And I remember we were playing in an Irish Cup final once, and the BBC commentator was down doing a sort of a pre-film for the Cup final, and we were looking at the old towels that we had in the cold rain. They were hanging over a boiler, and there were big holes in them, and he said, "You won't be using those towels at the Cup final." And I said, "No, those ones are in Dugans." And he said, "They're what?" And I said, "They're in Dugans." And I met him about 1 year later, Nicola, in Belfast one day, and I heard this boy shouting over the street at me, "Dugans, Dugans." And that's what it was. But that's actually a culture word for something that's seen better days, you know. So we have so many of them, and you know, we have a language all our own.
That's right. And long may it live, Liam. And as I said, Stephen has left me strict instructions about what I can and I can't do. And I wasn't allowed to touch his bars. I'm not allowed to touch his fridge. I'm not allowed to bring anyone from the country onto the show. And I'm not allowed to play country music. Well, I'm breaking them all now. Here we go.
Good for you.
She's rapid and she's nifty. She'll get you away from the guards any day.